All right, welcome back to the Roadhouse on the Shore with Brian and Dave and very special guests returning for the umpteenth time.
Yeah.
Jerry Vandiver.
I really don't know how many times we've done this.
That's why I said the umpteenth.
I know. It's great. I'm glad to be here.
But a new face.
Yeah.
A new talent.
Yes. Hi.
Lacey Carpenter.
Hi. How are you?
You're new. Welcome to the Roadhouse for the first time.
Thank you so much.
Good to have you on.
When are you coming back?
Soon. Have me on.
This is her first time
this
in Minnesota.
This is
by
my
way.
First time. Oh, I love it. It's yeah. beautiful.
We love it. And yeah. it's your umpteenth time.
So umpteenth and first.
What's
yeah.
the average? Oh, that's great stuff. Well, Jerry Vandiver comes to us every summer,
yep.
usually on a paddling tour,
yep.
right?
I call it the paddling and picking tour.
You've got a niche.
Yeah, I do. It's really fun, and I'm glad to be, you know, it's not something that somebody else invented. It's something I stumbled into and doing these songs about paddling and being up here. And actually, there's people that sometimes listen to it, too, which is pretty amazing.
Yes. Well, it's our kind of listeners listen to it. Roadhouse listeners love
yeah.
this.
Yeah,
this is our,
I love the Roadhouse listeners.
That's why we're here, and
yeah.
we appreciate you honoring them with your summer visits about the Boundary Waters, perhaps.
Yep.
Have you been up the trail?
We have not. Actually, Lacey has never been in a canoe.
Never.
So tomorrow, we're taking her up to Sawbill, and we're going to get her initiated. I promised her I wouldn't capsize, so I have to live up to that promise. So we're going to get her used to that. And then on Tuesday, we're going up to put in for a longer day trip on Clearwater. And there's a backstory behind that. Would you like to hear it?
Maybe after a little musical performance.
We can do that. Okay,
I like
good.
To just string these
okay.
stories
but
with
she,
music.
So we're going to do two paddle trips.
Got it.
Yeah.
So. And I think you should practice that self-rescue, that capsize you promised not to do.
Well,
you need to do that.
Lacey. Well, the water's fairly warm up there right now, so maybe we can do that.
I bet you'll want to if
it's
the forecast holds. No,
yeah.
it's going to be 80 and you'll want to do it.
Okay.
But let's hear some of your great tunes, Jerry.
Well, there's a brand new CD came out, so I'm really proud of it. I got a whole bunch of new songs, one of which, by the way, you guys have already broadcast because I wrote it with Bill Hanson. It's a Christmas song. I think, didn't you broadcast that? Yeah.
But
we're not going to do that today because it's not Christmas and it's not even Christmas in July. All right. We want to start off with a little song, a new one on my new CD that I just put out. It's called Paddle On. And this is a kind of fun song. We have a lot of fun playing it out loud out in the heatherlands of Grand Marais. And this is called She's in a Kayak. And it's not what you think it's about. Here we go. So we set a date to put our paddles in the water. She gives me a smile and a wink, but I don't have time to think. She's up around the bend before I can blink, and I'm pushing off, barely getting started. So I'm a little bit rattled, cause she's got twice the paddle. Just keeping up is half the battle. But what's a boy to do when she's in a kayak and I'm in a canoe? Well, tell me how can we be a couple when I always have to hustle, working double time, just trying to keep her in my sight? Now I'm way off center and she just keeps me guessing. I knew that she would leave me breathless, but this isn't what I had in mind. So I'm a little bit rattled, cause she's got twice the paddle, and just keeping up is half the battle. But what's a boy to do when she's in a kayak I'm in a canoe. Maybe it's about time for me to quit while I'm behind. 'Cause I'm a little bit rattled and she's got twice the paddle, and just keeping up is half the battle. But I know what to do when she's in a kayak. Yeah, she's in a kayak, and I am too. I know how this works. We got through that one that time.
All right, Jerry Vandiver and Lacey Carpenter, the dynamic duo on guitar and fiddle and vocal harmonies. Very nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Very witty. And I was hoping you guys would end up in the same boat at the end. Either both in the canoe or both in the kayak. I don't know.
It's the only way to make it work, you know? Yeah.
But yeah, those kayaks are fast.
Well, they are. And you know, what inspired it essentially was back in Tennessee, the kayak is a lot more popular than the canoe.
Okay. Is it the same sort of lake, longboat?
Moving streams, yeah, and yeah. Stuff. So the kayak's pretty popular. Although I'm noticing that the canoe is starting to make a comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, you're a canoe connoisseur, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I try to be.
You have several in the.
I have five
on
canoes
the rack.
And three kayaks.
And what'd you bring for this trip?
Actually, you know what? I'm borrowing one for this trip.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. I'm actually going to, yeah. So.
Well, let's get back to that clear water.
Okay.
Piece.
Okay. Well, so the quick backstory is 5 years ago, I was on a solo canoe trip at Clearwater, and I put in and then I portaged and canoed down to Caribou, which is just south of that lake.
Sure.
And I woke up the next morning and there was a nice big black bear dragging my food barrel off into the woods. You know, it was my birthday too, and the bear didn't even say happy birthday. Can you believe that? You know,
no candles, nothing.
Nothing. What a jerk. Anyway, so it was an interesting experience. When you're by yourself, the bear wins. You know,
because there's no one to outrun.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. I'm the only one, and I was pretty stymied by the whole situation. So I lost the food barrel. And had to cut the trip short, but far be it from me to not think about maybe there's a song potential there.
Oh.
So as I was thinking about this, I decided that I really think I know basically where that barrel is. I heard him back there rolling it around. So after my lesson on Sawbill to Lacey for canoeing, we're going to put it on clear water, and some two friends are joining us, and we're going on a quest to find the barrel.
The search for the missing barrel.
Yeah.
Won't that be?
No matter what shape it's in, I feel confident we're going to find it.
Treasure.
Okay, but we need to confirm. Lacey, are you really all on board with this?
I am so excited.
Yeah.
I am thrilled. I'm like, canoeing, playing violin. Oh, it's kind of like way up there. You know?
Chasing bears.
Chasing bears.
They go hand in hand.
I'm so excited. Y'all have no idea. It's cool to be here.
She is an adventurous spirit.
I am.
You have to be.
I'm a gypsy. I can't help it.
Yeah, she is.
Well, what's your little bit of backstory, if you wouldn't mind sharing, Lacey? Where are you from?
I'm originally from Texas, but now I live in Nashville.
Great.
And I was an orchestra director for 7 years. And then I said, I don't want to build programs anymore. I want to really get down and into Nashville and be songwriter, singer, fiddler extraordinaire.
Nice. Nice. Good for you. Living out the dream.
Oh, yes.
And Nashville's the
it's
town
exciting.
To do it in.
Yes. I mean, for me.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, great to get connected with this veteran of Nashville, Jerry.
Yes.
And what's that connection? How we get so lucky?
We have a mutual friend that introduced us.
Perfect.
And Amberly, you met her a couple years ago. She got a steady gig on the General Jackson, and which is a big paddle boat down in Nashville. And so I was on the lookout for an awesome partner, and I found her.
Mm-hmm.
She's awesome. Yeah.
It's exciting. I love it.
Yeah.
Nice. Lacey Carpenter and Jerry Vandiver. It almost rhymes. There's a song there, too.
Well, actually, that's not a bad song title.
Well, let's hear some more of this great.
Okay, well, let's do. Let's. You know, since we segued from the bear story, there is a song about it, and actually, WTIP plays an important role in this song.
Love it.
Because, and especially, you know, coming to Minnesota as much as I do, it was, I had one thing that I had never done, which I should do in Minnesota, and that's have a polka. A polka song.
Oh, yes, yes.
Sorry, yeah, I should have completed that sentence. Okay, so, and so I actually, you know, you've heard of the classic song, the Beer Barrel Polka.
Yep,
okay,
heard of it.
Now we have the Bear Barrel Polka. I mean,
of course.
I'm surprised
with
it hasn't
local been references to Clearwater Lake.
Well, it doesn't specifically say Clearwater, but okay. but what happened?
Oh,
was,
I got long odds on you finding that barrel, by the way, just to let you know.
Well,
you
think you're gonna find it? A little wager here. Long odds. Let's talk about this.
Maybe if you sing this song.
Okay, well, quickly then. I have decided that, you know, the song has to be put in place, but I really am not a polka musician, and so I don't know how to write a polka song, so you guys on Sundays have a polka show, and so I started listening to the polka show on Sundays and started researching how polka songs are metered out and quartered, yes, and stuff like that. And so here we go. Let's do the Bear Barrel Polka. Camping one fine August morn, much to my dismay, I awoke to the sound of something being dragged away. I jumped up out of my tent, and I was surprised to see a big black bear with my blue barrel, and this is what he said to me. I've got the barrel, I've got the food, I may be a bear now, but that's Mr. Bear to you. I can smell the margarita mix, and when I rip this thing open, I'll be dancing the Bear Barrel Polka. You can chase me if you want, bang your pots and pans, I'm digging in my claws, you don't have a chance, you're not gonna get it, no matter what you're hoping, and that's why I'm dancing the Bear Barrel Polka. Summer days, I'm gonna go back there, find that barrel in the woods, so look out, Mr. Bear. When I see it on the ground, no matter what shape it's in, I'm gonna have the very last laugh, and this is what I'll say to him. I've got the barrel, I've got the food, I may be just Jerry, but that's Mr. Jerry to you. I can taste the margarita mix, and you know that I'm not joking. Now I'm dancing the Bear Barrel Polka. Yes, we're all dancing the Bear Barrel Polka. We never get that anywhere.
Polka. I love it. Jerry Vandiver and Lacey Carpenter.
Did you notice, by the way, there was a rap in the middle of that polka song? You didn't know?
No.
Sorry. I was too busy polkaing. I did that shout out in the middle. Maybe
yeah,
was that
that's
what call
it
a rap?
Was. Well, yeah, admittedly, I'm not exactly a rapper, so that's probably what it was disguised as.
You're not
me trying
polka
to do a rap. Yeah, well, I'm not a poker.
Great
either.
Attempts, great
polka rap.
Oh, a new
genre.
Yeah, see,
I mean, has it ever been done before? Has anybody ever put a rap to a polka song before?
No.
Not till now. Our listeners are hearing it first.
That's why we do the Roadhouse for world premieres.
Exactly.
Polka rap. Is it rap polka or polka rap?
I would say polka rap.
Polka rap.
All right. I'll work on a mashup of both of that.
That's a good idea.
We'll get that brand
in.
Yeah. Out the door. Oh, but paddling. And what was the other part of it? There was two in your rally.
We call it paddling and picking.
Picking.
Yeah.
Picking and
paddling. We're doing the picking part right now.
Are you doing like the campfire picking? Like I think last summer you were doing a little bit of campfire
touring. Yeah, but that's not in our schedule this time. Last night we played at Wonder Bar and actually at this very moment, because we're pre-broadcasting this.
Shh.
Oh, okay. Edit that one out.
We're simulcasting.
At this very moment, we're playing at Voyager Brewing.
Wow.
No, isn't that amazing how we pull that off?
That's like... Turn it up, we'll have a stereophonic effect.
Exactly, yeah. So we're playing from 4 to 7 at Voyager Brewing right
as
now.
As we speak.
And then tomorrow we're playing at Grandma Ray's. And then we're going to go down to Duluth on Sunday, playing there. And then we're coming up. And then on Tuesday, we're going to go find my Bear Barrel. And then we're heading over to Ely. We're playing a little festival over in Ely on Friday. And then we're going to Nisswa to play a brewery up there. And
Sweet.
Then we're heading back, yeah.
The Great
That's
North
the picking part.
Tour. That's great, Jerry.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, it's fun.
Great touring. And have you developed a fan base over the years? Do you see the same faces at the crowds?
It's amazingly, I can say yes to that
I bet.
Question.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, and they know the words to the song and they're singing along to them. And you know, except for WTIP, they've never been on the radio.
Well, that's why we're here.
You know, so that means they've heard my songs either on the internet or they bought my CD or whatever. And
nice.
And yeah, it's just been a gratifying, really fun experience doing this little tiny niche of music things that I love about.
You know, now, what about you, Lacey? Had you even known of this genre of paddling music?
No, to be honest.
Of course not.
But it's awesome. Now I walked around Lake Superior this morning. I just wanted to take a walk, and all I could think about were creating water songs and you know, in the river, in the lakes, and now it's
in me. It is inspirational.
It's in me, and now I'm going to be starting to write, and it's awesome.
Yes, that's well said. That's what brings a lot of us up here. You know, endless horizon of the lakes, the
you
big lake.
You can ask yourself, what would Bette Midler do with this?
Yes.
What would Bette Midler do with this?
I have to ponder on that.
She's a big Bette Midler fan.
I'm a huge Bette Midler fan.
Right. We're looking forward to you getting back to us on that.
Somehow I don't see Bette Midler singing the Bear Barrel polka. It just doesn't quite fit to me. But
she would do it. She would probably take it. Remember, she always wears the mermaid outfit and the wheelchair. She would probably do a lake or a river or even the Bear Barrel song.
You never know.
Fearless. So
well, I like it.
My soul spirit there, you know.
I didn't get in on the earlier Bette Midler. How'd you know she was in a Bette Midler? Sorry, I was late.
Mystical powers.
Yes.
Psychic.
Oh, well, that's a pre-interview for you. Hey, we got Lacey
Carpenter.
That's
your speculation.
Lacey Carpenter on the fiddle, up from Nashville, with Jerry Vandiver on the guitar, and paddling music is the theme. You got a new album out? What's the title of that, Jerry?
It's called Paddle On.
Right on.
And yeah, it was really fun. I went a different route. Instead of hiring the usual suspects of studio musicians, I hired just a fiddle player friend of mine, Amberly, you know her, and then Ashley Cottle on bass, and that was it. It's just the three of us, so it's real, at the risk of sounding hip, it's real organic and very basic, and it has a really different sound to it that I really like. It's acoustic, it's just guitar, acoustic guitar, fiddle, and bass, and vocals.
Pure.
Yeah, it really is. It was really fun recording it. I'm really proud of it.
Let's hear something from it.
Okay, well, both of those songs were on it that we've already done. This is one that I think a lot of people, I hope, up here will relate to. You know, there's that magical time in the night, you know, when there's no light pollution up there. And
we just had that interview last week. The Bortle scale of one.
Is that right?
The rare, the darkest east of the Mississippi.
I didn't know that.
Is up at the end of the trail there.
Well, we're going to hopefully experience that again. I actually got to experience it also on the west side of the Mississippi this February. I went paddling, canoeing in our North Star canoes, by the way, on the lower canyons of the Rio Grande. And in fact, local photographer Brian Hansel went with us and took some magnificent pictures of the Milky Way. Wow. That was just stunning. And I had just written this song, and because every time I come up here, that's one of the things I look forward to, is really seeing the whole Milky Way. And that's what this song is about. It's called The Milky Way Waltz. One, two. Every beacon that's shining its light from above seems to be singing a melody here just for us. A shooting star rhapsody in million part harmony. So dance with me, come dance with me, under the sky as the summer night falls. Dance with me, come dance with me, just you and I and the Milky Way Waltz. There's not enough stars here to tell me how lucky I am. But I have as perfect a partner as you in my hands. So can we just maybe pretend this perfect night will never end. So dance with me, come dance with me, under the sky as the summer night falls. Dance with me, come dance with me, just you and I and the Milky Way. And when tomorrow's sun sets, we'll do it all over again. So dance with me, come dance with me, under the sky as the summer night falls. Dance with me, come dance with me, just you and I and the Milky Way Waltz. So dance with me, come dance with me, under the sky as the summer night falls. Dance with me, come dance with me, just you and I.
Just you.
Under the sky,
under the sky,
just you and I and the Milky Way Waltz. There you go, a little romance for you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. It has been dark and sky-y lately.
Has it?
Yes, well, the Perseids got all of our attention last week.
Oh, boy, wasn't that spectacular?
Well, we had smoke, believe it or not, obscured by smoke.
Oh, it was?
A bit of it.
Oh, too bad.
Western fires.
Ray I'm John. Hoping that she's never seen the Northern Lights either. I was hoping that we
have
some activity.
Let me order those up for you.
Yeah, please do. Yeah. Tell the sun to shoot out
Turn them on.
Okay.
There's a switch, you know.
Northern Lights switch right here at WTIP, I'm sure.
Yes, not so much. Seagull, I think, has got it. Seagull Guard Station. So, wow, never seen the Northern Lights. Don't worry, you're not alone. I think that's maybe the vast majority of folks.
Okay.
We're so lucky up here. We see them randomly.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad time right now because the moon is not very bright.
Right.
That's the other key thing is to not have a bright moon.
Okay.
Take away all the...
We saw the moon
so beautiful
last night. It was orange crescent.
In the smoke.
It was beautiful.
It has been lately.
I bet you the smoke's probably what made it so orange.
That's right. Sunsets, sunrises, moonsets, rises special right now because of the smoke.
Yeah.
This morning's sun was unique.
You were up then?
Oh, of course.
I took a picture of it. It's on my Facebook.
Yeah, it was like eerie. Orange iridescence.
Through almost had like a circle around it. It was very interesting.
The only time you could look at the sun.
True.
All right, Lacey Carpenter, Jerry Vandiver appearing right now at Voyager Brewing. But we're lucky to have him in the Roadhouse for a little pre-recorded genius. And then tomorrow night, Grandma Ray's right downtown.
Yep.
Formerly the Legion, but still the Legion. And also Grandma Ray's. And then is that it for the North Shore tour?
It is for the North
Shore.
Got
to do a little paddling up to Clearwater. Look for that barrel.
We're going to find the barrel.
No chance.
We're going to, you know what? I can't wait to come back with the
barrel. I want you let me know.
And we'll do a program on it.
Let me know.
All right.
You take a picture. We'll have Joel Fredericks do the news on that.
You know what? I will send you a picture of the barrel and you can put it up on the website.
Love it.
That's a great idea. All right.
Love it. All right. And the new album, Paddle On.
Yep.
We're playing songs from it.
Yes, we are.
And we got time for a couple more.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, why don't we let Lacey give, Lacey's also a songwriter. And why don't we go ahead and let her play one, and then we'll finish up with a really silly song.
Sounds like fun.
Keeping the spirit.
Oh, and what do we call this? Wardrobe change on Lacey's
wardrobe
behalf.
Change.
She's put down the fiddle and picked up a guitar.
Let's do Gypsy Days and Cheap
Okay,
Motels.
Okay.
A beautiful guitar with lots of pearl iridescence.
Yes. Her name is Sparkles.
Oh, and it suits her.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, my fiddle's named Stuart after Stuart Duncan. And this one's Sparkles. Okay, so doing a tune off of my new album that pre-sale started 2 days ago.
Oh my gosh, congrats.
Thank you. It's called Nothing Is Real. And this particular song was written the day that Prince died. And huge fan of Prince. And I was teaching orchestra, and I said, I have a song in my head. I need to write this down. And I told my students, you need to learn everything you can about Prince. And I wrote this song, Gypsy Days and Cheap Motels. Sun coming up, windows down, radio loud with country sounds. Oh, I don't need anything else. Gypsy days and cheap motels, paper roses, paper dreams, crumpled up songs I used to sing. All about the same old things, and I've been lost in summer flames. I fell in love with a guy in town, built me up and let me down, driving lonesome by myself, gypsy days and cheap motels. Stars, honky-tonk bars, stale smoke, and my Taylor guitar. Oh, Miller got nothing on me. I'm the queen of the road. see. I fell in love with a guy in town. Built me up and laid me down. Driving lonesome by myself. Gypsy days and cheap motels. Cover new ground, radio loud with country sounds. Oh, I don't need anything else. Gypsy days and cheap motels.
Wow.
Thank you.
Lacey Carpenter and Jerry Vandiver. Lacey just nailing it.
Yeah. She told you she was a gypsy.
Oh, that is an amazing voice.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
I mean it. I mean, I hear a lot of voices. I like yours.
Thank you. I have a CD for you.
She says with a wink and a smile.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Lacey Carpenter. On the vocals with the sparkle?
Sparkles.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you for that. What's the new album called?
Nothing Is Real.
That's
it's
deep.
It's yes. It's different than what I normally do because I do a lot of bluegrass and this is very Americana and surrealism.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Thanks for that. All right. So you guys are playing live right now at Voyager. Get there now until about 7-ish. Is it the 4 to 7 slot?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. And then tomorrow night at Grandma Ray's after 8, I'm guessing?
Yep.
Perfect.
I think it's, you know, that's a good question. I think it might be 7 to 9, but I need to double check that.
8-ish.
Yeah, 8-ish, yeah. If you come in at 8, we'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in the Roadhouse.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us again.
Yeah, we got it. We got you every time, Jerry.
Yeah, and I'll bring the barrel next
time. Lacey, if you're back.
Oh, yeah.
And good luck paddling with this guy.
I'm excited.
So excited. I'm excited for you. So, okay, one last fun number.
Okay, this is a what they call in the business a derivative work. And I'll let you figure out what that means. I just introduced Lacey. She was wanting to know what Kevlar is.
Oh.
And so there was a Kevlar boat in the parking lot a minute ago, and I pointed, this is Kevlar. And a friend of mine actually wrote this lyric. He wrote this song with Hank Williams. The problem is Hank doesn't know about it. Okay? But this is it. Ready? 1, 2, 3, and... I paddled for years with aluminum. Never could get those portages done. Picked up my permit one summer night. Outfitter told me Kevlar is light. Kevlar is light. Kevlar is light. No more straining with all my might. Hernia won't send me home the second night. Praise DuPont, Kevlar is light. Knees and back were hurting, shoulders were worse. Portaging a Grumman might as well be a hearse. Now it's so easy, no longer a fight. Ever since they told me Kevlar is light. Oh, Kevlar is light, Kevlar is light. No more straining with all my might.
Hernia won't send me home the second night. Praise DuPont, Kevlar is light. Take it, Lacey. Cast iron skillet and old canvas tent, a big Coleman cooler, a bag of cement. Don't try to tell me my way isn't right. I can bring it all, cause Kevlar is light.
Here we go.
Kevlar is light, Kevlar is light. No more straining with all my might. Hernia won't send me home the second night. Praise DuPont, Kevlar is light. Oh, praise DuPont, Kevlar is light.
Yeah.
There you go.
Love
we'll
it.
Dedicate that to my lovely sponsor, North Star Canoes.
North Star Canoes.
Get that plug in there. Yeah.
Kevlar canoes, I take it?
Oh, absolutely.
And they're light?
Oh, very.
And you
you know, I have a North Star Magic solo canoe, admittedly. It's 16 and a half feet long and it weighs 23 and a half pounds.
Yikes.
It's awesome.
Don't hit anything.
I don't.
It's like too nice. All right. Jerry Vandiver and Lacey Carpenter. With great paddling and picking and great adventures in the Northland. Lacey's up for a real adventure.
Yes,
she is.
First time in a canoe. Stay low. Stay low.
Stay low.
Low.
What does that mean?
Like all your weight down.
Oh, okay.
Low.
Don't stand up in the canoe. No matter.
I was like low key.
That too. Yeah. Any other tips, Brian?
Reconsider canoe.
Oh, no. How can you say that?
If you're chasing after a bear barrel, come on. There's got to be better ways to get you out in the forest.
But there's not a bear. It's just going to be the bear barrel. So it's not like we're on a quest.
I know.
A mission.
I'm anxious, and I'm really anxious to
Me
find
too.
Out about this one. Jerry Vandiver, Lacey Carpenter,
thanks
so
having
much.
Us,
Thank you.
Thank you. Best of luck.